通篇》里面来的，我非常喜欢，因为这个表达了就是我们日常生活中的真实的事情。
Dolly says to her father, Daddy, what were you before you were a daddy?
那这一张卡通片讲的说，爸爸，你在做爸爸之前你是什么呢？
And then she also says, keep up the good work, Daddy, and maybe you'll get promoted to mommy.
OK，那另外这一张呢，就是一个孩子对父亲在做饭的一个父亲说，那爸爸继续好好的干，也许你后面会升职成为一个母亲。
Well, I've been a father for 35 and a half years, and so I know the joys and also the frustrations of being a father.
那我做父亲已经做了35年半，那我知道就是说非常享受作为一个父亲的这个角色，但是呢，在生活中也有这个沮丧和失望。
Has this ever happened to you? You just get home from work, you put in overtime, nothing went right.
那这个有没有在你的生活中也这样发生呢？那有的时候我们下班回家，本来已经就是加班了2个小时，但是凡事都不顺利。
Then your car broke down on the way home.
那在路上呢，你的车坏了。
And when you get home, you just want to sit down with a cold glass of iced tea and prop your feet up and take a little nap, or better yet, go fishing.
那可能你回家呢，就想坐下来喝一杯冰茶，或者翘上二郎腿休息一下，或者甚至呢，你想去钓鱼。
But your kids want to play.
但是呢，这个时候你的孩子过来了，他们想跟你玩儿。
Your wife wants to tell you all about her day, and she really does need an adult to talk to.
那你的妻子呢，就想讲她今天在家里发生的一切的事情。那她确实经过了一天呢，特别想找一个成年人来有对话。
And of course, the lawn needs to be mowed.
那当然，你家里的院子里面的草地需要割。
Or maybe you've had it, maybe it's, say it's Tuesday, and you realize that Thursday night, somehow or other, you have a free night.
那有的时候可能星期二到了，那你意识到哦，可能星期四的晚上，或者有一天晚上呢，不知怎么搞的，你居然有空闲的时间。
And you made the mistake of telling some of your friends and also your family that you can't believe it, but you have the night free.
那你可能就犯了个错误，你告诉你的朋友或者你的家人说，我居然今天有空闲的时间。
All of a sudden, your friends want to go bowling.
那突然你的这个朋友们就来找你去打保龄球。
The wife came up with the idea of getting a babysitter so you could have a date night.
那你的妻子突然就是说突发奇想，说要找人来看看孩子，那两个人就出去约会。
The kids don't want a babysitter. They want to be with dad. They want to go to McDonald's and spend some time with dad and then go swimming.
哦，你的孩子其实不想要别人来看他们，他们想跟父亲一起出去玩，去麦当劳吃饭，或者去游泳。
And so you feel like Charlie Brown, you want to go, ah!
所以你可能就像这个查理布朗，查理斯布朗，这个抱怨。
And then maybe there's been days when you wonder and you thought, why did we ever think it would be great to be a dad?
那可能有的时候这种事情发生以后呢，你就会想，为什么我们以前就觉得当一个父亲很光荣呢？
But of course, there are a lot of joys as well.
当然，我们在生活中做一个父亲也有很多喜乐的时候。
You know, being a father is a lot of responsibility, right?
当一个父亲有很多的责任。
And most of us have never had any training for it. Maybe in our field we even have a PhD, but we've never even taken one class in how to be a father.
但是我们可能受到很多的教育，我们有很多的培训，甚至我们有一个这个博士的学位，但是在我们一生中确实没有上过一节课关于怎么样来做一个很好的父亲。
Just think about it. Doesn't that seem rather foolish?
你这样想一想，觉得是不是我们的生活就非常有点愚蠢一样的呢？
I mean, here it is, one of the most important responsibilities we'll ever have, and the only training maybe we've ever seen was our father.
所以，实际上这个是我们在我们的生活中最重要的责任。但是，我们唯一得到的这种训练呢，其实就是观察我们自己的父亲，看他们是怎么样来做父亲的。
And our father may have done a good job, or he may not have done a good job.
那我们父亲呢，他可能是个好父亲，也可能不是一个好父亲。
So, even though I am not an expert by any means, I would like to share with you at least one principle from God's Word, because He knows what He's talking about for Father's Day today.
所以虽然呢，我自己在这方面不是个专家，但是呢，我想跟你们分享一下，从神的话语，这个上帝的教导，告诉我们怎么样来做一个很好的父亲。
It's been a help and a blessing to me, and I trust it will be to you as well.
所以我相信上帝，我相信这个从神来的教导对你们也会有很好的帮助。
In fact, I believe that after you put your faith in Jesus Christ and accept Him, that this is the most important decision after that you'll ever make.
所以我相信呢，就是当你坚信耶稣基督以后呢，那么这个教导呢，会在你的生活中是一个就是一个最重要的决定，你需要做的最重要的一个决定。
So we're going to be talking about we will serve the Lord.
所以我们今天就要来讲一讲，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And we'll be looking at Joshua chapter 24, so if you'd like to turn there in your Bibles, you can follow along.
那我们再看一下约书亚这个第24章。
And if you happen to be one that likes to take notes on the back of the bulletin, there are some fill-in-the-blanks with the notes for this morning.
那个我们这个今天发的那个 bulletin 的反面呢，也有这个你做笔记的地方，你们可以做笔记。
The part that we didn't read in this chapter is they had just come into the promised land. They had great victories, had many cities that they had conquered and kings that they had conquered.
那我们在这个这一章里面，我们有一些部分没有读到，那就是这个当时是这个应许之地已经被征服了，这个国王被征服了。
And then Joshua, their leader, stands before them and says, "I have a challenge for you. I have a decision to make today."
那耶稣亚呢，就在以色列人面前，向他们挑战。他说：“你今天呢，你们要选择你们所要侍奉的。”
And we saw that in the passage we read this morning, verses 14 and 15.
那我们看到第14到15节。
So let's start talking about just everyday common decisions that we make.
我们看一下我们每一天在日常生活中，一个要犯的错误。常常会犯的错误。
So I'm going to give some things away. I need 3 volunteers.
那我需要3个志愿者。我有一些东西要给你们。
I knew that my faithful girls would volunteer first.
我知道我最喜欢的一些女孩子，她们都很想当志愿者。
So here's what I'm going to do. I will use them, but first it's Father's Day. Let's see if any fathers want to do it first, okay?
我们今天因为是父亲节，所以看看哪个父亲还愿意当志愿者。
Any fathers want some free things this morning?Absolutely free. Just come on up.
有没有人愿意站起来？
Okay, girls, you get to do it.
好，他们放。
Oh, Steve is coming. Did you want to come, Steve? It's all right. Okay. Well, one of these gifts probably, I don't know whether he's got a good gift for girls or not.
那我们中间有一个礼物，不知道对这些女孩合不合适。
First of all, we have a track that says "Knowing God Personally."
那首先呢，说有没有一个小册子，就是说，从个人的角度来认识神。
Then we have some fishing lures.
另外还有一个钓鱼的什么。
And then we have some Skittles and some gum.
还是口香糖之类的。
So how are we going to decide who gets to choose first?
所以谁先来选？
Let's go by the oldest one first. How's that? Who's the oldest?
谁最年龄最大
？Okay, Michelle, you get to take first.
好，我们需要先来。
This Michelle. Take whatever you want. It's yours to take.
你想要哪一个
？Oh, you're going fishing. All right.
钓鱼的。
Stay right here for just a minute. Your last. Okay.
下面一个。
Michelle, you're going to take the candy. And you, no, just stay here for a minute. Now I want you to show them all your gifts.
好，给大家看看你们所拿到的礼物。
And now I want you to open yours up and look inside.
请把你的打开。
So much you have. $500.
里面有钱，拿到了钱。
So give them a round of applause for their help.
好，请为他们鼓掌。
Decisions, 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 and sometimes the decision we make surprises us for the good.
有时候决定呢，这给我们带来惊喜。
But how do we make our decisions? We have decisions every day.
我们每天要做决定，那我们怎么来做决定呢？
Think about it. You have to decide what to eat, what to wear, you know, what you're going to do during this time, what you're going to do during that time.
所以你要决定吃什么，穿什么，这时候做什么，那个时候做什么。
Once in a while, you have to decide if you go, what home you're going to buy, what car you're going to buy. It's a little more major.
那另外也是大的决定，比如说要买什么样的房子，要买什么样的车。
And there are bigger decisions like who you're going to marry and what you're going to do for occupation.
那我们更大的决定就是说，你一生中要嫁给谁或者要娶谁，而且我们的职业会是什么
？Of course, the most important one of our life is whether we are going to believe in God and accept Jesus Christ as our Savior or not.
当然，在我们生命中最重要的决定就是你要不要信神，要不要接受耶稣基督为你的救主。
Have you ever sit down and analyzed why you make the decisions you make?
你有没有这个有的时候坐下来静静的想一想，你平时做决定是为什么做出这些决定
？Does it have to do sometimes with your likes and dislikes?
那有时候我们要想想你喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
I guarantee it will when you're looking for what food you're going to eat.
那你要吃的什么食物
？Sometimes it has to do with our personal comfort, maybe our goals in life.
个人的这个一些安慰，人生的目标。
Whether we have time or not.
或者是我们有没有空闲的时间
？What the results will be.
那一些结果是什么
？Sometimes our personal experience.
那我们一些以前的一些经历。
And hopefully, of course, God will influence your decisions as well.
那当然，希望神对你这个做的决定有影响。
Well, the Israelites had a decision to make, and that's what Joshua was talking to them about.
那以色列人呢？当时他们要做决定，那这个约书亚呢，向他们提出挑战。
They stood at an important crossroads, and Joshua says, "You can go either one way, or you can go the other way."
他们站在这个很重要的人生的十字路口。那耶稣亚就对他们说：“你们可以向这边走，也可以向那边走。”
You can either serve the Lord God, or you can serve other gods.
你们可以侍奉神，侍奉耶和华；你们也可以侍奉其他的一些别的神。
If you have time to look over verses 1 through 13, you notice how Joshua approached this.
那当你读到这里面24章第1到13节的时候，你就会发现耶稣亚是怎么样来对他们说这些话。
It reminded them of all the great things God had done, going all the way back to Abraham, to the 10 plagues in Egypt, and now as they were in the Promised Land.
那约书亚提醒他们，在以前在他们的先祖所发生的一切的事情。
And of course, the emphasis is always on how the other gods lost out and their God had won.
那当然也提到了，就是说要把别的神踢出去，那要接受唯一的真神。
Then he says, "You decide."
那他说，你们必须做出决定。
Choose for yourselves this day whom you'll serve.
那今天你们要选择你们要所侍奉的神。
Well, then he goes on, and we're going to go on, and we're going to talk about our decision. We have a decision to make as well.
那今天呢，我们要谈一谈我们自己的决定。
And even though we're not in the same situation as the Israelites, we really face the same decision.
虽然我们跟那个当时以色列人的情形是不一样的。但是我们面临着同样的一个选择。
What is it?
到底是什么样的一个决定呢
？Will we serve the one and only living God?
我们要侍奉唯一的活着的真神吗
？Or will we serve the gods of this world?
还是我们要侍奉这个世界上的神呢
？There's a song that used to say, "You're going to serve somebody. Might be the devil, it might be, but you're going to serve somebody."
那在这个 song。就是说要你要一定要侍奉一个神。
So we are going to serve something or somebody. It's just a choice of whom or what.
所以我们必须要一般要侍奉一个神或者是什么人什么事。
So what does this mean?
那这个它的意思是什么呢
？And if we're going to make a decision, we want to really know what's involved in the decision.
所以我们必须了解这个决定里面包含的内容是什么。
To serve the Lord.What does that mean?
侍奉神，侍奉耶和华，它的意思是什么呢
？Well, back on April 28th, we talked about serving one another, and we talked about the concept of a bond servant.
那在4月28号，我们在这个在崇拜中，我们提到了讲到了这个彼此的侍奉。那最好的一点呢，就是一个 bond servant， 就是奴仆性的彼此的侍奉。
And a bond servant is one who chooses to serve his master, even though he doesn't have to anymore, because of love.
那这个 bond servant 就是奴仆这个概念啊，但是因为这个爱这个主人，爱主子，所以选择要来侍奉或者来顺服这个主人。
And the master determines how the servant will use his time, money, possessions, etc.
那这个主人呢，就来决定这个仆人怎么样使用他的时间、金钱和他的所有物。
And the true servant is concerned about the master's affairs first.
那这个真正的这个仆人呢，他会时刻想到这个主人的他的需要、他的意愿。
If the master calls, servants put down what they're doing and do what the master says.
所以如果这个有主人的呼唤的话，这个仆人呢会放下他们所做的一切的事情，而去做主人所要他们做的事情。
Of course, our master, if we choose to do so, is the Lord.
当然我们要选择这个 主人呢就是我们的神，我们的主。
The one and only true God who created everything.
唯一的真神，他创造了一切。
Do you know that it's possible to say that we've accepted Christ and still not serve God?
当然我们也可以这样说，有的时候呢，我们接受了主耶稣基督为我们的救主，但是呢，我们还是没有出来来侍奉神。
It's easy to lull ourselves into thinking that we're serving the Lord if we do certain things such as go to church on Sunday, maybe read our Bible once in a while, but the rest of the time we pretty much do what we want to do.
所以有的时候呢，我们可能会麻痹自己，就想可能只要我们星期天去这个教会做主日崇拜，那有的时候呢，偶尔读读经，这样我们就是基督徒了。那我们就是，在平时的时候呢，就实际上还是做我们自己想做的任何事情。
Of course, the second choice is to serve the gods of this world.
那第二个选择，如果不侍奉神，侍奉耶和华，那么还有一个选择就是侍奉这个世界上的神。
Most of us, probably very few of us are.Even tempted to serve gods who are idols made of wood and stone and precious metals and things like that.
我们中间的很多人可能也许不会去这个去敬拜这个侍奉那些用木头啊石头做的一些神像。
I mean, after all, we're too smart to do that, right?
我们是不是非常聪明，不会去做那些事情
？But it's interesting that.Most of the gods that we struggle with are made of these same things, even though they're not made in the form of a god.
但实际上，在我们日常生活中，我们去这个去敬拜的这些神呢，虽然不是用那些这个东西做的，但是呢，实际上有同样的这个一个侍奉。
And things and people in our lives can become our masters, determining what we do with our time, what we do with our money, what we do with our possessions.
那我们在生活中有很多事情来决定我们怎么样用我们的时间，用我们的金钱，用我们的所有物。
So let's talk about some things that can become gods in our lives.
那我们现在来谈一谈，在我们生命中有什么可以成为我们的神、我们的主、我们的主人。
So I want you to turn to some people next to you and discuss this for just a few minutes. Some things in our lives that can become gods.
现在我想要你们转向对着你的旁边坐的人。来谈一下，在我们的生活中，什么东西可以来掌控我们的生活，成为我们的主人
？Then I'll ask you for some answers.
那等会儿我来想问一下你们的答案是什么
？We already have a list. You can probably think of others as well. It's just hard.
I'm sorry. I just sometimes I think of the last thing. It's like a problem with interpreters. They have to just kind of think about it.
No problem.
Thank you.
God.
Are you okay?
No, I'm okay.
It's interesting how you're sleepy looking at the top. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
All right, I trust you're talking about the question and not about what you're going to do after lunch today.
我相信你们刚才是在谈论我所提的问题。谈得非常热烈。
Okay, I have several things on the PowerPoint that can become gods, but I want to hear from you first.
那等会儿我会在那个这个 PowerPoint 上面列上我提到会提到的一些事情，但是我想听一下你们的一些答案。
So who wants to be first?
谁想先回答
？Money.
钱，金钱会成为我们的主人。
That would probably be the number one problem.
这可能是第一个。首要的一个。
Another one.
还有没有
？Food.
食物，食物会成为我们的主人，会控制我们。
Actually, the Bible talks about people whose god is their stomach, so you're exactly right.
那圣经里面提到了有胃，我们的胃会是我们的 这个主人。
Good, you're doing great. But you notice today all the participation is coming from our younger ones. Isn't that good that they're involved? Anyway? Children can become a God.
孩子，我们孩子可能有时候控制，成为我们的主人，成为父母的主人。
Power.
权力。
Good.
权力会控制我们。
What else?
还有什么吗？
Education.
Education. All right.
教育。教育会成为我们的主人。
Anything else? You're doing wonderful, Becca.
非常好。
Ice cream.
冰淇淋。冰淇淋会控制一些人。
That would be a subcategory of food, yes. Possession.
所有物，我们所拥有的东西会控制我们。
Okay, I think you understand the concept well. I will just put up quickly the ones that I thought of, but some of you thought of better ones than what I had.
所以我觉得你们已经理解了这个概念，所以现在看看我这里列的什么。金钱、工作，这个工作升级、晋级、教育、体育，这个业余爱好，我们的所拥有物，还有一些电子产品。
On this last one, I think that some people have their iPhone glued to their hand.
所以最后一点，我相信有些人把他们的这个手机 iPhone 这个粘在他们的手上，离不开。
And the son is proud of his iPod.
这个人，这个孩子，他很对，有拥有这个 iPad 很感到骄傲。然后 iPad。
This daughter is proud of her iPad.
这个女儿非常为她拥有一个 iPad 很自豪。
And poor dad, he has iPad.
然后父亲呢，他拿的是一个纸，上面写的是。我付款，我付的钱是我付的钱，所以这是 iPod, iPad, and iPad.
Somebody in the church sent me this week, and I was going to look back and remember, but I forgot. So who sent this to me this week? Somebody sent this to me.
教会有一个人给发了一个照片给我，谁呀？
Yes. She said maybe I could use it right away. And I thought, that will fit in it perfectly well.
对，因为他给这个 Ryan 牧师发了这张照片，所以他就把它用在今天的讲道上，特别好。
But being a little more serious, the truth of the matter is, an idol or God is something or someone that takes the time, commitment, money, worship, etc. that rightfully belongs to God.
那我们这里有一个定义，就是偶像或者是神，就是一件东西或者某一个人。把我们本该属于神的这个时间，这个叫什么？承诺、金钱和这个崇拜，本该属于神的，属于这个耶和华神的这些东西拿走，这个呢就是一个偶像，成为我们的生活中的偶像，或者是神、假神。
There's a reason why our modern gods.Are such a problem.
那因为有一个原因，就是说，为什么我们在我们现在生活中的这个这些神呢，是一个很大的一个问题。
Most of these things in themselves are not really wrong.
那这些东西在我们生活中呢，其实它不是说有一个本身它没有什么太大的错。
It depends on whether they're taking the place of God in our life.
那问题就在于它是否在我们生活中替代了神在我们生命中的位置。
I may have a really nice car, I don't, but I may have a really nice car, and it may be a god in my life, but you don't really know.
那我可能这我拥有一个特别好的车，但我可能我实际上没有什么好的车，但是呢，它可能成为我生命的主，控制我，但是呢，你也许不知道。
In fact, Satan is so subtle sometimes that we don't even know what's a god in our life.
所以，这个撒旦他很有欺骗性，能让我们有时候不清楚我们生活中什么东西掌控了我们自己。
But I believe that if we make the decision to serve the Lord and Him only, that He will show us if other things become God to us.
那如果让我们坚信神，相信神，那个愿意来侍奉他。那神耶和华神呢？他会启示我们，提醒我们，我们生活中有哪些东西成了掌控我们的生命的假神。
So are we really serving the Lord or and Him only, but Let me try one more time. Are we really serving the Lord, or is it just a nice sounding ideal that is not put into practice in our lives?
那我们是不是真的是在侍奉主，侍奉神，侍奉耶和华呢？还是呢，只是听起来是一个完美的理想，在我们生活中我们并没有把它付诸于实践。
A man came to his king one day and said, Sir, you've been so kind and good to me, I want to voluntarily be your servant, the bond servant idea we talked about.
那有个人呢，来到一个国王的面前说，他说，国王，你对我这么好，那么我想自愿的成为你一个仆人，奴仆。
So the king asked, what kind of things do you plan to do for me?
那国王就问他，你要为我做什么事呢？
The man said, I'm a very swift runner, I can take messages anywhere in your kingdom.
那这个人说，我跑步跑得非常快，我可以呢把你要的这个要送出去的这个信息呢，把它送到你的国度里面的任何的地方。
I'm also a skilled carpenter. I can build many, many things.
那我也是一个很好的一个工匠，我可以为你建造很多的东西。
So the king thanked him and said, "I'll call for you when I need some of these things."
那这个国王就谢谢他，说如果我需要你帮助呢，我会来叫你，召唤你。
So eventually, the king did need a message delivered, and he called the servant.
所以到后来呢，这个国王真的需要有人帮他递送一封信。
But the servant had already made an appointment with his friends, and so.He didn't deliver the message.
那他需要有一个人呢去送那个信，所以就召唤那个仆人。但是那个仆人呢，他已经跟他的朋友有了一些约会的时间，要做其他的事情，所以呢，他就没有去帮这个国王递这个信。
And later, the king needed a bed built because he had extra people coming.
那后来呢，这个国王又需要这个做一个新的床，因为他有一些客人要来。
And the servant said, "Well, I can't do that. I'm going fishing."
那这个仆人说，我没办法为你做，因为我马上要去钓鱼了。
So you tell me, was this man really a servant?
所以你告诉我，这个人他是一个真的仆人吗？
You know, Jesus asked a question, a heart-searching question in Luke chapter 6, verse 46.
那耶稣在路加福音第六章四十六节问到这样一个问题。
Would you read this with me?
请跟我一起读。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
那他说的是，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
So the real proof is not in what we say, but in what we do if Christ is really the Lord of our lives.
所以真正的不是说我们口里所说的，而是我们在生活中实践出来的，来证明我们是不是在真的是侍奉
So the choice really faces us today just as it did the Israelites.
那我们今天面对的选择呢，实际上跟当年这个以色列人所面临的选择是一样的。
Who or what is going to control your life?
谁或者什么东西能够控制我们的生命？
What decision will you make?
那你要做什么样的决定呢？
Joshua said, and he was the leader, he said, I as your leader say, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord.
那约书亚说，至于我和我的家，我们必侍奉耶和华。
And as you read, the people responded, we too will serve the Lord.
那你们在这个经文里面也读到了，那以色列人就回答说，我们也要侍奉耶和华。
So if that's your decision today, would you read this with me?
那如果这也是你今天要做的决定，请你来跟我一起读。
As for me and my household,We will serve the Lord.
那中文是，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
I always found this very interesting when the people said that, Joshua basically told them, you can't do it. You can't do it.
那个约书亚当时是这样说，是说你做不了这些，不能这样做。
You'd think he'd be saying, hooray, I'm glad you made the right decision. But he said, no, you're not able to do this.
那可能你会想，你会说哦，这个你做了真好的决定。但是呢，约书亚当时对那个以色列人说：“你们做不了，你们做不了。”
So when the people insisted that they would, Joshua says, "If you really mean it, then you need to prove it by some actions."
所以约书亚说：“如果你们真的是这样个意思的话，你们需要用你们的行为来证明。”
That's the second thing we want to look at: the actions proving the decision.
那所以我们要看的第二点呢，就是我们怎么样用行动来证明我们的决定。
Look at verses 23 through 25.
我们再来看一下第23到25节。
It says, Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem, he drew up for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. And he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord.
那第二十二十三到第二十六节，是这样写的。约书亚说：“你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。”百姓回答约书亚说：“我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，听从他的话。”当日约书亚就与百姓立约，在事件为他们立定律例典章。约书亚将这些话都写在神的律法书上，又将一块大石头立在橡树下耶和华的圣所旁边。
So the first action he said is throw away your foreign gods. If you really mean this, get rid of your foreign gods.
那第一个行为呢，就是说扔掉这些外邦神。
And some things in our life we really need just to get rid of.
那我们在我们生活中，我们确实需要这个放弃、扔掉一些东西。
This may surprise you, but I grew up in a home without a TV.
可能你也许听起来觉得这个很诧异。那我在我成长的这个家庭中呢？Have TV or you don't have TV?
No TV.
So 我家里是没有电视的。
Some of you thought I was old, now you think I'm really, really, really old, right?
那有些人可能会觉得我的年龄很大了。
No, they had TVs when I was a kid. My parents just chose not to have one in the house.
那我的父母跟我说，在我长大，在我的成长过程中，他们说我们家里不愿意有电视。
I mean, with 9 kids, what more entertainment do you need?
那我们有九个孩子，我们还有什么比这个有电视更能够开心的呢？
So after we got married, we got a TV.
那我自己结婚了以后呢，我们就买了一台电视。
And I couldn't control it.
那我就没有办法控制了。
I'm watching the most stupid shows, some of these sitcoms and all, wasting my time. It was ridiculous.
那有些这个频道呢，就非常播放一些很愚蠢的东西，像浪费我的时间。
I really felt God said not audibly, but he showed me that if you can't control it, get rid of it.
那神就提醒我说，如果你控制不了它，你就把它扔掉。
So I did.
所以我就把它扔掉了。
I have a TV now.
我现在又有了一个电视。
But I was trying to think about how much I watched this week, and I think besides watching the Weather Channel to see what the picnic weather was like, I think I only watched 30 minutes of TV all week long.
所以我想一想，这个星期呢，实际上我只花了30分钟看电视，除了就是说查看一下我们要去这个外面野炊的这个天气情况下，我基本上没有怎么看电视。
And if something is really controlling your life, but you want to serve the Lord and serve Him only, sometimes you have to get rid of things.
所以当你自己发现你在生命中有什么东西来控制你自己，但是呢，你已经做了决定要来侍奉神、侍奉耶和华，你就要把这些东西扔掉。
If they aren't wrong, God may help you to control it, and that's fine as well.
说的是这个，如果这些是错误的事情呢，神会帮助你，帮助你。
Second thing he says is to yield your hearts to the Lord.
那第二点呢，就是指要这个专心归向耶和华。
When you're driving and you see one of these signs, what does it mean?
那你开车的时候肯定会注意到这个标记，知道它的意思是什么。
It means you don't have the right of way. Somebody else does. If they're coming, you yield to them. If you don't, you're in trouble.
那这个他的意思是说，在路上有其他人，他要在行驶在主干道上，你得让道。如果你不让道，你会就有麻烦。
I think some of us need to have a sign like this to put on our wall.
那就有人可能要写这个，就是给主让道 ，yield to the Lord， 在家里放在家里的墙上。
Because you see, if Jesus is truly the Lord of our life, we don't have the right of way. He does.
那主耶稣基督在我们是我们生命的主，他要行驶在主干道上面，我们自己不能在那个道上，要向给他让路。
And he says our hearts, because it's from our hearts that all these desires and things come from.
那我们的心呢，是有很多的这个欲望啊、渴望，是从心发出来的。
Now you may disagree with me, but this is my opinion.
那也许你不会同意我，但是这是我个人的一个观点。
I think one of the number one reasons why people don't become Christians is because they do not want to give up the control of their life.
那我自己觉得呢， 有些人为什么他们迟迟不能信主，就是因为他们不想希望自己掌控自己的生命。
And sometimes it's disguised by all kinds of other excuses, but underlying, people are saying, I want to be the master of my destiny.
那可能在问一些人为什么不信主，他有各种各样的理由，但实际上在最内心里最终根本的一点呢，实际上他们会觉得自己要控制自己的生命，而不是让神来掌控他们的生命。
And I say that with an understanding heart because I struggled with the Lordship of Christ probably for 5 years before I totally surrendered to Him.
那我自己个人的经历呢，在我可能挣扎了5年以后，才顺服，才接受主耶稣为我的救主。
I would say, Lord, I'd do anything you want me to accept.
我说主啊，我愿意做任何事情，你要我做的任何事情，除了一件事情。
And there's an old saying that I've heard that Jesus is the Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all.
那有一句话就是说，主耶稣是一切的主，或者他不是任何的事情的主。
The third thing is make a covenant.
那第三点呢，就是要立约。
Now we don't usually make covenant these days, but a covenant is a solemn agreement.
那在我们今天的生活中，我们不会去立约，这是以前古代人做的事情。但是呢，它是就是一个这个立约，就是要有一个这个叫什么永恒坚定的一个这个承诺。
And I would suggest to you that if you make this decision today, that you would put down today, June 16, 2013, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
那如果你做了这个决定，所以我建议呢，我们就应该把它写下来。在2013年6月16日，也就是今天，写下至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And you notice Joshua had to put up a monument, stones to remind them of their decision.
那我们知道，这个约书亚把这些话写在神的那个律法书上，立了一块石头来提醒以色列人。
It might not be a bad idea to put on the wall of your home, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以可能这个主意想法不见得坏，是一个很好的主意。我们应该把这个呢写成一个这个像牌匾一样的，放在家里的这个墙上面，就是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
One of my friends actually put it on his mailbox, so the whole neighborhood knew that that was his decision.
那我的一个好朋友呢，他就把这句话放在他家里门外面的这个邮箱上面。所以他的这个邻居都知道他立的这个约，这个承诺。
And I'm sure some people drove by and said, some religious nut lives there.
那我可能就会有人这个开车经过这个邮箱，就知道，这里面住了一个 religion or
religious nut. I'm sorry, that's the idiom.
Yeah.
A crazy religious person.
哦，就是这里住了一个，就是，就是信仰叫什么比较疯狂的人，就是在信仰方面比较疯狂的，对 crazy。
That's not her fault. I didn't have that in my notes. But what we say today is with Joshua, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以我们今天会不会和约书亚一样的说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Will we put some action behind it to prove that we've made this decision?
那我们来是不是要真正的行动来证明这一点。
But I'm going to give you some warnings that I ran into, and I'm sure you will as well.
那我也想提醒你们，有些这个对于做这个决定有些提示。
Joshua told the people they couldn't do it. I'm not going to tell you that this morning.
那约书亚告诉以色列人说，你们肯定做不到，但是我今天呢，我不会这样说。
In fact, I will tell you that it is possible, but only with the help of the Holy Spirit, can we do this, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我今天要说的是，你可以做得到，但是必须要有神的帮助，要有圣灵的力量，才会能够让我们来去这样去行。
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn to a father close to you and say, you can do this with God's help.
那我想让你们呢 就转向一个你周围的一个父亲，对他说，在神的帮助下你一定能做到。
But here are some things I would caution you about.
那在这里还有一些事情我要提醒大家。
First, it won't be easy.
首先一点，这个并不是那么简单。
In fact, sometimes it will be difficult.
那事实上有的时候很难，做起来很难。
Because Satan is going to oppose you.
因为这个撒旦呢，他会来反对你，攻击你。
There will be some spiritual battles that happen.
那会有一些属灵的征战。
Are you aware of how much attack there is on the home by Satan these days?
你知不知道这个撒旦在现代社会中，他对我们的家庭有多大的攻击力吗？
I think Satan knows that if he can destroy the home, then he can destroy a lot of things, including people's faith, including our country, and many, many things.
所以我想这个撒旦他知道，如果他能够击毁家的话呢，他会击毁我们很多的东西，比如我们的信仰等等。
But I would still encourage you that we have the victory over Satan through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. 但通过主耶稣基督战胜了，神战胜了这个撒旦，我们战胜了撒旦。
And you will be tested.
那么我们也会有一些试验，会受到一些试验。
To see if you really meant this, to see if you truly meant what you said.
那就要看看你是不是真的是说到做到呢？
And some people will try to get you to change your mind.
那有些人呢，可能会试图让你改变你的想法。
In fact, some people you might be surprised at.
那有些人你会觉得很奇怪，他们来这样劝你。
Sometimes even your family members.
那可能你的家人会来劝你。
My kids would say, "Oh, Dad, but all my friends are doing it."
那有的时候我的孩子就对我抱怨说，我的朋友，所有的朋友都做这些事情。
Which usually, if you define that all means all, that's all that all means. It's not all the friends.
所以当你想他说的说一切就是一切，但实际上可能并不是他所有的朋友这样做。
But I want to say again that.Doing this along with accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior will be the best choice you have ever made in your life.
那我还得要赶紧说，接受主耶稣基督为你个人的救主，是你一生中最好的选择。
Well, there are some dads here this morning who've never made that choice and really need to make that choice today.
那我们中间可能有些父亲，还没有做出这种决定。那我希望你们能够抓住机遇来做出这样的决定。
There are some dads who made that choice in the past but have wandered away from the commitment and need to renew that commitment today.
那可能呢，有些父亲做了这样的承诺，这样的决定，但是呢，他们又从这些承诺中走开了，他们的信仰变得非常的弱，那么他们需要重新更新这一个承诺。
Joshua said, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve."
那约书亚说，今天你们要来选择，侍奉谁。
But it didn't matter what choice they made. What was Joshua's choice?
但我们不在乎其他人做了什么选择。但是约书亚他的选择是什么呢？
Let's say it together.
我们来一起读。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
那约书亚说，不管你们做什么选择，这是我的决定。他说的是，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Well, Dad, I don't pretend to have all the answers to being a father. I have a few, but I don't have all of them by any means.
那作为一个父亲，我当然我没有这个所有问题的答案。
But I do know this.
有的时候可能我的问题呢比答案要更多，但是我坚信的一点就是。
That the first step in the right direction is to choose to serve the Lord, no matter what.
那这一点就是，不管发生什么事情，都要选择侍奉耶和华。这是我们在向着正确人生目标方向所迈的第一大步。
So have we made the commitment to God that we will serve Him and Him alone?
所以我们有没有做出承诺，向神做出承诺，我们只侍奉我们的。
We gotten rid of idols?
真神。我们拿走了我们生命中的偶像吗？
Have we yielded our hearts to the Lord?
我们的心有没有归向耶和华？
We made a covenant with him.
我们有没有和他立约？
I believe if we've done that, we can be great dads.
我相信，如果我们这样做了，我们就会是了不起、超级棒的父亲。
So we're going to close this morning with a tribute to our fathers. I hope you enjoy this part.
那今天我们讲到的结尾呢，我们想向在这里的所有的父亲致敬。
Sure, that's fine.
所以在楼下有一些父亲在其他的岗位上侍奉，所以他们会把那些父亲也叫上来一起。这个对 Ryan 牧师准备了一个这个 slideshow， 一个幻灯片，所以要看一下。
Walter, come on, I have a suggestion for you. It's up to you whether you want to do it or not.
那我对你们有一个建议，不管你们想不想这样做。
My suggestion is that on Mother's Day, that no mothers have to serve anywhere else, they can be in the service here, in the church service.
那我的建议是，以后如果我们这个庆祝母亲节的话呢，就让所有的母亲不要在下面其他的地方侍奉，都来到这个地方，来一起来崇拜。
And my other suggestion is on Father's Day, no fathers have to serve anywhere, but they can be in the church service.
那我另外一个建议呢，就是在我们庆祝父亲节的时候，我们应该让父亲都在这里来一起来敬拜主，而不是在其他的地方来侍奉。不在这里。
Aren't you glad for all of our children?
你们高兴看到你们我们所有的孩子在这里吗？ Welcome.
After all, without children, we wouldn't be mothers or fathers, would we?
sisters and brothers, in harmony and love. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for the Lord, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. As for me, we will serve the Lord. 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 We will serve the Lord.
Children going to leave or stay? Okay.
小孩子可以留下，还是离开？ Thank you.
I would like to close in a little different way this morning.
那今天我想用一个不同的方式来结束我的讲道。
I would just say this morning, as for me, speaking to myself and my household, we will serve the Lord.
那我对我自己这样讲，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And even though I've made a public commitment that before, I want to do that again this morning, just to stand here and let you know that that's my decision.
那尽管以前我也在公众面前这样做了承诺，那今天呢，我想再一次在你们面前来做这个承诺。And
I would like to invite any of the fathers who also want to make that public commitment to come and stand with me. I have a closing prayer for us.
那我想邀请在座的父亲，如果你今天也想做这个决定，我邀请你们一起来到这个前面，跟我一起来在公众面前做这个承诺。
You don't have to feel pressured to come. Just come if you feel this is what you want to do for the Lord.
你们没有什么压力，所以你自己从心里发出愿意来做出这个承诺，你们可以来到前面。So
I'd like us men to just to gather together here and make a circle, and I'd like to pray for all of us.
大家站在一起，围成一个圆圈。And
if any of you want to gather around the outside to show your support, you're welcome to do that as well. Let's pray. God, I thank you for each father that is standing here this morning. We thank you for the children that you've given to them.
And
thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we've experienced through being fathers.
也谢谢你赐给我们作为父亲的这些祝福。Thank
you for the way it's forced us to grow up in a lot of ways.
也谢谢你帮助我们在我们生活中在成长的不同的道路。
Lord, as we stand here today, we want to publicly say, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
主啊，我们愿意站在这里，站在公众面前来说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We humbly admit that we cannot do that on our own.
我们谦卑地说，我们真的是靠我们自己的力量，没有办法做到这一点。
So we ask right now, Lord, that you give us the strength of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，就求你赐给我们力量，赐下圣灵与我们同在。
If you give us your wisdom.
赐给我们智慧。
You would give us the power to stand strong when it's not the easy thing to do.
当我们觉得很困难、不容易做到这一点的时候，求你赐给我们力量。
Lord, not that we would be praised, but that it would reflect glory and honor back to you because you are the truly loving Father who's made this possible.
主啊，并不是我们自己要得到荣耀，而是我们要把这个荣耀彰显到你的身上，因为你是我们真正的神、真正的主。
So I pray you bless these fathers and their families.
主啊，求你赐福这些父亲，赐福他们的家庭。
Remind us, Lord, of the commitments that we've made.
也提醒我们，我们在主面前做的承诺。
And help us to do any actions that we need to do to show that we truly mean what we say.
也帮助我们来实行出来，来做出我们所说的、说到、做到。
And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们把所有的赞美都献给你。奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
耶和祝祷。
Thank Pastor Renyang.